So, here we are. This is the first time I'm doing this. Don't know what to say, really. This is the first time I've done this that's not on my cell phone. So, it's pretty exciting. To give you a little background, I use a lot, and that'll get irritating. My name is Leah. I love pop culture. I like to talk, and I'm kind of an attention whore, so there you are. I have an ex-boyfriend who I'm having a hard time getting over, even though he was not a really good boyfriend. So, and I need a theme song, and I need something that's going to be free or cheap. So, if you can suggest such a thing, I would be forever in your debt. One of my friends has made an excellent suggestion, and I need to get on that as soon as possible. So, anyway, last night I got the newest entertainment. No, last night I got the newest Us Weekly, and on the cover it says that shocking news that Angelina Jolie was pregnant before the divorce was final, you guys. Which is fascinating to me. Because, I'm not taking sides in the Aniston versus Jolie wars because it's, they both have their ups and downs. Jolie was a beat of a for the use it the second time in less than 2 minutes, an attention whore. But it seems at the beginning, Aniston was really handling herself with grace. And just handling it really well, keeping out of the spotlight, having her own time. And Jolie was like, "Ooh, we're going to do stage shots on a beach. Ooh, we don't want you to take our picture, but we want you to take our picture," But then Aniston came out with her interview, and I think it was Vanity Fair, where she's getting snarky, and it's just not cool. I'm not into that at all. So I'm not gonna take sides. 'Cause they have their pluses and minuses. But the fact that Angelina Jolie was pregnant before the divorce was final, well, she's sways me towards Team Aniston a little bit. And I have a little bit of a preference for Aniston only because she was on this terrible, terrible, well, it wasn't terrible. It was actually pretty funny, but it wasn't consistently funny. But it was good. This show called, was it The Edge? I think it was Julie Brown. Kind of led it. It had Jennifer Aniston and Tom Kenny, who the name doesn't mean anything to you probably, unless you're a SpongeBob SquarePants fan, because Tom Kenny does the voice for SpongeBob SquarePants as well as a few other voices on that program. If you ever watch it, I don't. My sister used to be really into it, but she's flashy. She's kind of gotten out of it, and that was Flash pulling my microphone off. Flashy, you need to sit still. Flashy is my sister's little pissant of a dog. He is about 11 pounds, and he can be all right. Actually, tonight, Flashy was way more calm than Denny. Denny went absolutely bitch cakes earlier, just barking and barking and barking, and he wouldn't stop. And he was doing his high-pitched wah wah whiny bark, and it was really getting on my nerves. So finally, I just grabbed his collar. I said, "We're going upstairs. You're going in your kennel," which may not be the best way to punish a dog, but any rate, he eventually did go upstairs and lay down, and he was up there by himself for a good while. And then Flashy ran upstairs after him, and things were quiet. And then all of a sudden, you hear the thunder of dog feet? Paws. You hear the thunder of dog paws coming down the stairs. Flash is so, like, just taking off. I mean, he's little, so he can get some speed. But, okay, getting back to the Team Jolie, Team Aniston. So, I don't know. Really, one thing I will warn you about, I like to read the gossip rags and talk about these celebrities like I know them. And I'm not the only one who does this. My sister and I have a real tendency a real bad tendency of doing this, and it drives my dad crazy. And I do go to my parents' house for dinner every once in a while, and it just drives my dad absolutely up a damn wall to hear us. Because we talk about them like they're our friends, like it's high school, you know, and we're going to go to the sock hop or something. So, anyway, that's how I feel on the whole thing. I understand that baby Jolie Pitt is going to be a boy, and I think that's kind of cool. Now, it's difficult to pick sides on the Aniston versus Jolie thing. However, I will say that as far as the Simpson-Lachey thing, that's pretty cut and dried, because I have been on Team Lachey since day one. Because Jessica is just, she's become this crazy caricature. And I gotta say, I'm not a huge fan of cosmetic surgery, but her lip implants, they, now that they're settled, now that they're normal, they don't look so bad. They don't look great, I mean, you know, but, I mean, she's just, it's like, okay, Betty Page, the fabulous pinup, Nashville, attended Peabody College here in Nashville, which is now part of Vanderbilt, I believe, and also has pasta day every Tuesday. Anyway, she started out as a nude and pinup model. She did some pinups and she did some nude stuff. And then disappeared off the face of the earth because she joined the church and kind of left it all behind. And nobody knew what happened to her. Well, they do now, but thanks to E! True Hollywood Story. And it's almost like Jessica Simpson's doing the exact opposite of what Betty Page did. She started out all churchy, and now give her a couple years and bitch is going to be naked. And that's something I want to see, not because I'm into girls, but because she has had to have had those double D's lifted about 50 jillion times. Because every time you see a picture of her, her boobs are different. And it's not a bra. Don't tell me, because I got boobs and I know how they work. It's not always a bra. Sometimes it is surgery, because she'll wear things that don't have a place for a bra, and it's like they'll be, you know, not saggy but natural. And the next time they're, I mean, I know you can sew bra cups into garments, but don't judge me, okay? I just think she's had them lifted, and it's totally okay. As one who had big nasty boobs, I'm totally all about that. If your boobs are big, get them reduced. Your insurance may cover it. And I'm going to tell you what. I had my boobies reduced a year and a little over a month ago. So a little over 13 months. And honestly, one of the best decisions I've ever made. Because I can walk up and down the stairs with minimal jiggle. I don't have to put on a bra to go outside. I used to keep a bra by my bedside in case Denny needed to go out, and he did in his younger days. He didn't sleep through the night, so I'd have to throw on a bra, take him out sometime in the middle of the night, and I don't have to do that anymore. I can go without. I can wear shelf bras. Summer of 2004, I actually had to wear a white sports bra under my swimsuit, which is so sad, but it was white and navy blue swimsuit, so it kind of looked like part of it. It looked like I was doing a little layering tank thing, so it was kind of cute. So it wasn't, you know, awful. So I did that, and therefore did enjoy my swimming that summer. So that's it for boobs. What else was in the magazine? They had the Golden Globes, which is, I don't care. I understand there's some drama going on with some Chanel vintage dresses that aren't so vintage, maybe. I think one was worn by Reese Witherspoon, and it had been worn previously by Kirsten Dunst, and I don't care who wore it. That dress was ugly. It looked like a caricature of the 80s. It really did. It was all sequiny and white and just totally ridiculous. I don't know if you heard that, but I just got mail. I think it might be from my friend, one of my pals who lives up north. And my computer keeps wanting to go into standby mode, but I'm not going to let it. I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, dresses, yeah. The other one was worn by Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman. And a few years ago, somebody else wore it, and I don't remember who it was. It was Chanel, wasn't it? I can't remember. It could have been. It could be some other designer. I don't know. I'm not worried about it, really. Well, I am worried about it because I'm talking about it on the internets. But so that's what I read today. Because I like the Us Weeklies. I don't know why. It's pretty insipid. And of all the gossip rags, it's got to be one of the most insipid ones. Because they have this stupid feature. If you've not read it, if you've read it, you know what I'm talking. Well, the whole magazine is pretty insipid. But they have this feature every week that is stars. They're just like us. And it has stuff like, they bargain shop. They buy orange juice. They poop on the toilet. They like bacon, you know? And it's always stupid stuff. They watch that somebody just came on to Instant Messenger. I don't know if you could hear that one, too. Probably not. I'm probably the only one who could. But anyway, at least you know what's going on my computer. Going into standby mode. Instant messages. Blah, blah, blah. That's all. I'm going to stop right there. This is the first time I've done this, so I'm probably should have taken some notes. But not going to. But I did listen to NPR on the way home. No, I'm not going to stop it. I'm going to keep going. And you will love me. I was listening to NPR on the way home. And I got to tell you, I try to keep up with current events. But they make it so hard to do. And I... Politically, I don't identify with either party. I tend to be pretty moderate. And I tend to lean towards the left just ever so slightly. And I don't know. I mean, they both do disgusting things. They're both bad. But this whole... I don't know. Something's got to change. Something really has to change. And I'm not going to get into that right now. But I was trying to follow the Jack Abramoff scandal. Because lobbying is something I never understood. And I'm starting to learn that I really, really don't understand it. And so... I mean, it's just all these... Republican controversies, they're so boring. I can't follow them. They're just not interesting. I mean, for those of you who hate Clinton, at least his scandal was interesting, you know? But it's... I guess if you've got prurient interests, it's interesting. If you're, you know... Anyway. I never read the Ken Starr report, but I bet it read like a Harlequin. And I know from Harlequins, one summer my friend, what should I call her? I'm not going to call her by her real name. Anyway, so she and I were partners in this job, and we would go out and do our work every day. Flashy, you are sitting like a meerkat. Flashy is sitting on his ass, like with his little paws, like he's a meerkat or something. And he's not, he's a dog. But anyway, so my friend Lauren, alright mister, you can come up here, I'll pet you, come here. So we would be on the road all summer long, and we were both bored, and we liked to read, and we got tired of TV. Now, the first thing I'll tell you is that we would do our jobs separately during the day and then meet back at a hotel. So one week, we were in Metairie, Louisiana, right outside of New Orleans. And we thought it's cheaper to stay in Metairie than to stay in New Orleans proper. And it's probably a little safer, too. But, you know, what the hell do we know? So we get to our hotel, and I probably should name it because this may be a perk for some of you. Some of you may really be interested in this. And it may not be standing anymore. I don't know. I haven't done my research. They had free porn, like, all the time. Constantly. And we would turn it... It was... For those of you who watch Friends, I think you may remember an episode where two of the dudes, I don't know, they're all interchangeable, the dogs are about to fight. Damn it. Two of the dudes decided... Oh, no, they somehow got porn unscrambled. And, come here, mister. They somehow got porn unscrambled, so they'd watch it all the time. And then it got to the point where they were totally desensitized to it. And it's like, ha ha ha, funny, funny, they got desensitized... Denny, come here. They got desensitized to porn. Well, we were so struck by the novelty of having porn available 24/7 for free that we watched it. You know, being, I think we were 21 back then. Oh, the days. So we would watch it. And we did. We were there for a week, maybe a little longer than a week. And I'm telling you, we literally got desensitized to pornography. It was like watching a Seinfeld episode. We saw all kinds of pornography. I mean, straight, gay, tranny, gangsta porn. I remember that. This hotel was so nasty. The room next to us was just some young kids that were partying. And we kept, you know, we were young and naive. We kept calling the front desk saying, please ask them to be quiet. And of course they wouldn't be quiet. So it was these loud partying kids next door. And finally we just said, you know what? Had enough. Got to get out of the... I'll just go ahead and name it. The Evergreen Hotel. We got to get out of here. Because it's sucking our will to live. We're not getting any sleep. We had hallucinations that the ghost of her cat, who had passed away, was visiting us. And that's a story I will tell another time. Because it's, well, not interesting. But... I was going to... Oh, we worked for this company, and we traveled a lot, and we like to read. So, we would go to the paperback bookstores, you know, where you two-for-one trade, or trade for credit, or whatever, you know. We started out by buying some cheap romance novels, and we'd read them, trade them back and forth, and then we'd go to the next town. And when we get to the next town, we go to a paperback place, trade them in. So, you know, our supply would dwindle over the summer. Oh my god. Sorry, I'm watching some show and it's weird. Okay, so our supply would dwindle over the summer, which was fine because that's the way we like it. But we read so many romance novels, and for a while there, Harlequin has different imprints. And I could tell you which one was the really trashy one, and which one was this, and which one was that, and so that's that. That's my romance novel story. And I also had a brief, my friend who, God, I need to think of a name, the frog, I'll call her Froggy. She and I had this weird fascination with Fabio, the romance novel dude. And for my birthday, I remember she bought me Fabio's book as a joke, his romance novel that he wrote. And I'm saying wrote with air quotes because he had to have had a ghostwriter. Because that guy is barely literate. But he's not really good looking either. So she got me the Fabio book. And I remember we sat in the dorm. We lived in a dorm that was shaped like a Y. So we sat in the crotch of the Y and read it, and kind of jokingly reenacted it. Don't get your hopes up because it wasn't anything naughty. It was hilarious, really. It was good times. So, oh, sorry if you got that. I just hit my mic. Anyway, so we read it, and then we thought, oh, this is hilarious. Fabio's a writer now. So then we started collecting anytime he would come out with a book, and by come out with a book, I mean... book with air quotes. Well, I mean, they were real books, but he didn't really write them. So anytime he would come out with a book, we'd go out and buy it immediately. And so that was cool. So even though the Froggy and I, we kind of parted ways. I mean, you know, people go their separate ways, and we did. So I kept up the tradition and bought the rest of Fabio's books as they came out. And he got a new ghostwriter. And he got away from the historical fiction. The first one was a pirate book. And I like pirates, as some of you know. Love pirates. So, We had a Fabio calendar that I bought her as a gag gift 1 year. And then when we moved into a suite with our pal, don't want to use her real name, I have to think of something later. Texas, I'll call her Tex. So we moved into a suite with our pal Tex. We bought at Walmart, which, you know, don't judge. That was the only store we had in our teeny tiny college town to get stuff. So we bought this poster. It was Flabio. It was just this big guy in Fabio poses. And you know what? He wasn't a bad looking guy. Certainly better looking than the original. So it looks like the dogs are done eating. It looks like they may want to go do their outside business. I hope this hasn't offended your ears. The levels are going to be all over the place because this is a program I've not used before. So if you enjoyed this, go ahead and add the feed to your whatever you use. It can be found, well, you know what? I'm just going to put a link at the top of my page to the feed for the podcast. Because I have a feed link up now, but I don't think it'll put the podcast in there. So, anyway, my dog's going crazy. Gotta go. Bye. So that was my sister. She came to get her little pissant dog, and they're on their way. So I'm now going to wrap it up. I know I've said that, I think, 47 times, maybe? 37? I don't know. So I'm going to close now. I hope that you enjoyed this. It will get better. I will be more organized next time. This was really just a try to see what I could get out there, you know, see what I could say, see how long I could talk without getting on my own nerves, you know? So, good night. God bless. I just got an email. I'm going to read it. Rock on. Bye.